This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In Britain, 56% of people think that cutting welfare benefits would damage too many people's lives, the highest support for welfare since 2001. The AMA has joined the increasing number of doctors, health organizations, and students pushing for more medical education on climate change so healthcare workers can be ready for the risk and needs associated with rising global temperatures. New York, California, Washington, Maine, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania have all raised overtime levels significantly, some requiring overtime to be paid for wages as high as $79,000, while the Department of Labor has proposed a new standard of $35,300 for time and a half pay. Hundreds of white-collar workers from Walmart plan to walk out of the mega retailer's e-commerce offices in California, Oregon, and New York to pressure the company to stop selling guns and discontinue donations to politicians who receive funding from the National Rifle Association. Walmart sells guns in about half of its 4,750 U.S. stores, making it one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and ammunition. Trump and his supporters are complaining they're getting some calls and protests for their donations to his campaign. Number of migrants in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, has swelled to more than 12,000, with the expectation as many as 300 per day will be returned to the city from the U.S. Uber posted a loss of over $5 billion and its slowest ever revenue growth. Reportedly, J.P. Morgan executives overruled compliance officers in order to retain accused and convicted sex abuser Jeffrey Epstein as a client because he introduced them to other wealthy clients. The FBI has issued a proposal for a company to pull public data from Facebook, Twitter, and others to identify threats. These actions could seem to violate Facebook's ban against use of the data for surveillance and potentially its settlement with the Federal Trade Commission on privacy. A number of banks and Wall Street firms have turned over Trump documents to congressional investigators, including emails, loan agreements, and other documents, including about Russians doing business with the banks. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.